We hope you enjoy the following presentation of a musical and artistic interlude, part two, from the 1983 Rita Conference in Palo Alto, California. First, Dane Rudyar reads several of his poems on the theme of autumn. Then Edmund Correa plays Rudyar's piano piece titled Autumn. This recording is 28 minutes long. This audio is brought to you by Rita, the Rudyar Institute for Transpersonal Activity, a nonprofit public benefit corporation dedicated to disseminating the work and essential message of Dane Rudyar. All material is copyrighted by Rita. If you'd like to learn more about Rita or make a donation towards supporting the ongoing legacy of Dane Rudyar, visit www.rudyarinstitute.org. For the complete selection of free downloads of audio presentations by Dane Rudyar, visit www.rudyaraudioarchives.com. And now, Dane Rudyar.
Now, I have been asked to read some of my poems, and I don't want to overdo the reading and because it is mostly music, but I might read three or four small ones which deal with autumn in some way. Now, there is one, for instance, called Decision. Fire is eating up the hearts of the poplars. Fire is eating up the heart of all men that stand erect and still in this mauve hour when a world is dying beyond mounds of war. Autumnal fire, frost release, burning from within, as chills run down the mountains, icons like with aspens and pines, such a strange wonder, exquisite agony. Oh, what is greater, to stand cloaked in the dark green vesture of immortality, or to flame forth into golden death, soulmate of the waning sun. New Mexican Fall. Fall is burning incense in adobe chimney. Scarlet tongues of fire hang, grape-like, along brown walls, upon which sunflowers sputter outbursts of gold. The moist fields intoned with chamisas, hosannas to skies excoriated with translucent azure. The pungency of earth celebrates in minor a ritual for extenuated days, while the winds, chilled by the kiss of snow, stay motionless, bewitched by the ecstatic smiles of poplars and aspens. And lo, the mountain opened their yellowing hearts, beating against the darkness of velvety firs. Counterpoints of splendors range lucent overtones from the heights ecstatic with plenitude. Every living thing mounted upon flaming pedestals culminates itself, dissolving into melodies. Melodies impregnated with stars, palpitating with nostalgia's oblivious of this mere earth, songs so full of uncontainable beauty that my heart dissolves, flowing gently with the winds, glowing with chrysanthemums, transubstantiated through the magic power of love, which flames forth in the eternal consecration of seas, giving themselves joyously to vernal crucifixions. Autumn, yellowing leaves, smoldering loves, skies clear with ecstasy of frost, and my song of youth flowing away with the wind into the mist of things that were. It is time to die with the year, to draw within the scene the fervor of yore, to die into the sunken splendor of the sea. Yellowing leaves, vanishing loves, my poem of age falling earthward with the snow, falling toward the sea, tenderly to mother and to love. Valedictory. The way opens. I move into the silence of my quest, forward where there is void and the dark. The past beckons. Unfulfilled memories sob softly within. Love bleeds gently in the night. I close my eyes. It is warm and sad, the soul of nowhere. The desert calls. I follow. Thank you. And now we can have autumn with Ed Correa.
This is the end of A Musical and Artistic Interlude, Part 2, by Dane Rudyar and Edmund Correa. The preceding audio is copyrighted by and was brought to you by RITA, the Rudyar Institute for Transpersonal Activity. Learn more about RITA or contribute to the ongoing legacy of Dane Rudyar at www.rudyarinstitute.org. For the complete selection of free downloads of audio presentations by Dane Rudyar, visit www.rudyaraudioarchives.com.